Hey guys, Tim here, and I'm going to tell you how you can get all of my training programs for free. That's right, it's part of our new 12-month coaching program called Springboard, and it's designed to help gym owners who are stuck between $8,000 and $25,000 a month grow to $30,000 in stable recurring revenue. To see how Springboard can help your gym and to see which one of my training programs you get for free, visit gymownercoach.com. That's right, gymownercoach.com for more information. Now let's get into the show.
Listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined today in studio by Randy Engston. What's up, buddy?
Hey, my guy. We got a good one today.
Good one. Yeah, lots of stuff going on. You know what's kind of fun is we got a little trip coming up.
Yeah.
You're wearing the shirt.
Yeah.
So the Iron Circle is our mastermind. We host two experiences per year plus other events. But the experiences are where we rent or take down a whole mansion. We've got Joey Coleman.
Yeah. Or
Never Lose a Customer Again. A book I read several years ago. He's got another book out now, Never Lose an Employee Again. He's coming out to teach us on a full day workshop. We got the guy for the entire day in a living room, just rocking and rolling. Yeah. We got a chance to meet with him last week to kind of go over what he's going to talk about. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's a better topic right now for gym owners, but customer journey, customer retention.
Yeah, I'd say retention's a massive part of it because you know, there's always both ends of that story, right? It's generating the leads and then it's keeping clients longer.
Right.
And if you could solve that leaky bucket situation and keep clients staying longer, obviously it eases up the need to have that giant list of leads and, you know, working the front end to get new business in the door.
Don't ever look at your past client list because you'll see thousands of names of people that used to pay you money.
Sure.
And they're not there anymore. And they're not there anymore for a bazillion reasons. Some of it's they move. Some of it's other reasons. But there's plenty of people that should still be in your business that they aren't because you failed somewhere.
Dropped the ball somewhere, sure.
And we've done it. We've got plenty of those clients just like everybody else listening. So anyways, we're excited for that event. That's coming up in North Carolina. Fun fact about the Outer Banks that I didn't know was the pirate Blackbeard.
Yeah.
Used to rape and pillage those islands out there. Used to steal stuff, and that's actually where he died. It was in like the 1700s, was out there. So
wild.
Weird.
So wild.
I don't know why we idolize a guy like that, but whatever.
I think it's just a cool part of history. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just interesting.
Totally interesting.
I mean, pirates make, it's a huge part of, you know, like social culture. I mean, the movies, I don't know, it's just one of those things.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. All right, so let's talk about the topic for today. Today we're talking about price. Not to compete on price. So years and years ago, we went out to meet with our mentor back then, Todd Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And Todd Brown's one of his big, you know, teaching points was making sure that you have a proprietary way, a unique mechanism on how you get results for your clients versus everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And for a while, if you look at like the unique mechanism of CrossFit, for example, it was new. It was a new way to do things. It never had been done before. It was a proprietary methodology that they did a hell of a job creating, and they created a movement behind it. And a regular gym, just a 24-hour fitness or LA fitness or whatever, could not compete with a CrossFit because they didn't have the unique mechanism, say, CrossFit had.
Sure.
And so while CrossFit didn't do a hell of a job creating the right pricing structure, they were different, and they'd never competed on price. It was A or B. It was what kind of fitness did you believe in or did you want to try? And price never really came into the equation as a competition thing.
Sure.
Right. So if you were just a CrossFit person, you're not going to look at it eliminated the competition.
Yeah.
Right. So if you look at it that way, great job.
Takes you out of competition.
Now, where CrossFit, for example, really dropped the ball, they have this unique mechanism, but now they allow another CrossFit to move in across the street And now you have two competing unique mechanisms that are identical. Therefore, the only way to compete typically would be in price.
Yeah.
So that's where you saw these price wars happening between boxes. And, you know, it was 159, then this guy's 129, this guy's, you know, 119 and 109 and 99. It's like, okay, well, enough's enough.
Race to the bottom. Let me clarify something there too, because you as the owner might look at your business. Let's say that you have those two CrossFits, right? You might look at the other gym across the way and say, oh, we're nothing like them. We don't do anything like them.
Right.
It's not about what you know about your business. It's about the perception in the marketplace. And if that's, you know, again, somebody walks in the four walls, you might be able to show them that you do have something unique. But the perception in the marketplace, if it's not presented to the marketplace, if you're not doing that in your marketing and your website and your, you know, everything that's client facing or prospect facing, mm-hmm. to the marketplace, you're the same. And that's the difference. Is it, a lot of times gym owners all the time tell me, you know, oh, I do things differently. But then their website says fitness, nutrition, and accountability. And so does their competition down the street. So sure. to the marketplace, which is the ultimate decider of, you know, success and fail on you getting that client to the gym across the street, if that's not presented, you are the same. And so just to clarify that, right, you may be doing something different, but does the marketplace know it?
Yeah, it's a great point. It's a really great point because that is very common. Yep. I do things different here. And so when you get back to like the price, then there is no benefit to being second cheapest.
There's no strategic advantage of being the second
cheapest in the market. So you're either the cheapest, which is an advantage. Look at Planet Fitness.
Sure.
Or your most expensive, which also has its own advantages because price perception equals value is a common thought, mm-hmm. you know, in your market. I know it crosses my mind all the time. If something's more expensive than another like product, it must be better.
It's just kind of human nature. I think.
It's human nature.
Yeah.
Most of the time it is. Most of the time because, you know, people know what they got a great product and they're going to price accordingly. Sometimes it's overpriced, but it's still the most expensive. So then you start thinking about your gym and where your prices land in the market. Where does your price point land when it comes to your model? Now, large group training, going back to your point about the CrossFit and knowing what you do in your gym, classes in general to the populate or to the public appear to be the same thing across the board. It's a large group of people getting sweaty, loud music, coach, loud voices, and everybody's high-fiving, right? Like that.
There's no individualized component, nothing.
Yeah. How to the market, how you train somebody in that environment is irrelevant. It's a large group of people. It's a class.
Correct.
So now you're in a red ocean of classes where somebody might go to boot camp A in Orange Theory B in some other class-based F45 and say you're all classes, and so which one's the cheapest?
Yeah.
Even though they're dramatically different.
Imagine a place where growth is the only option and where challenges become opportunities. Welcome to the Iron Circle, the epitome of business acceleration, personal growth, and professional camaraderie. Across the country, from every corner of the fitness industry, business owners just like you have found their tribe.
And when you really think about putting these 30 heads together, well, there's probably 200-300 years of gym owner experience.
Here, we dream big and execute bigger. Our members speak of breakthroughs, of transformations, of stepping out of their comfort zones to redefine success.
We just had our highest month ever since almost 7 years in business. We're close to $46,000.
We've turned isolation into community, uncertainty into solid action plans, and struggles into growth.
We can attract those prospects, convert them to clients, have them raving about the experience of your services, even referring other clients, all while you're asleep.
And for you to get the support and the knowledge and the experience to just accelerate up and beyond that, that's the ultimate hack.
Because together, we are more than gym owners. We are visionaries. We are pioneers. We are the Iron Circle.
Visit ironcircle.net to apply.
There's big box gyms that do that to themselves too. I mean, think of how many big box gyms have Zumba, you know, some hit class, some maybe strength component tied into a class, mm-hmm. right? WOD style. But all of that's rolled up into one low price point for the month.
Sure. When
technically you could probably have three different memberships or three different price points for those different services because of what you're bringing to the table. But again, they lump it into class-based sales, classes, you know, yeah. and you get your option of all of them, you know, for one
true.
Low price.
It's very true. So now you go back to like, okay, what I'm offering to the market is a class. Therefore, I have to be in some price range of what is acceptable for a class.
Yep, that's it.
That's what it comes down to. Mm-hmm. So now we kind of bundle up the two things that we're talking about, the unique mechanism of what we like to call semi-private training, scalable, and the price point argument. If you combine the two together, you really have got something that stands out in the market. You can be the most expensive and have the unique mechanism, which is really what CrossFit should have done.
Sure.
Maybe. But even then, they were pushing the boundaries of what a membership should and can be, like in the mid-hundreds or even low 200s, right? That was unheard of, right? So,
yeah.
So, like, if I have a choice as a gym owner, and by the way, everybody listen, you have a choice.
You are the choice, the maker.
You get to make this choice. If I have a choice whether or not to be middle of the road, lowest or most expensive in price, I'm going to default to the most expensive for a lot of reasons. You can buy customers out of the market for a lot higher. You can spend more to acquire because there's more things that you can do with that money because you're getting more money back on the front end. You can pay your coaches more. You can be more profitable. You can hire more coaches. You can train them more. You can buy new equipment. There's more money to go around than say high volume, low price, where you've got to get a 3 to 5 times as many clients, which means 3 to 5 times as much attrition to then replace.
And management and
wear and tear and scheduling and yeah, right, exactly. So having more staff, having more schedule. So like, well, I have the choice, I'm going most expensive and I'm trying to find a way to justify to the consumer the value in that price. So I can load it up with all kinds of cool extra stuff, nutrition programs and supplements and stretch therapy and recovery stuff, whatever you want to do to mm-hmm. justify a price point. Now, what price points are we talking about? There's gyms out there that charge $50,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's one extreme. The gyms that we're working with mostly live in the $300 to $500, even $700 a month range. And that's an annual agreement. So let's just say at the $700 range, you're, you know, what are you at? 8,400? No. What is that?
84.
Yeah. $8,400 bucks a month or year. $500 is $6,000 a year. You know, $300 is $3,600 a year, somewhere in there. Versus.
Yeah.
$1,200 a year to $1,800 a year. So your client value in 12 months is much higher. Now, we teach clients, and I believe the service offering that you, and I've already got the math and the data that shows me this, but like the service that you offer also is proportional to the length of time your clients stay with you.
Isn't that interesting?
So in a class-based environment where there's no direct coaching, it's group style, you're going to have a much higher attrition.
Sure.
Just look at Orange Theory, for example. Class-based machine, like the business is like a machine. It's sure. just like churning them out. Last we heard, it was 3 months average life of client.
Could you imagine replacing your entire client base every quarter?
No.
Exactly.
I wouldn't be in business.
And I think that's a major takeaway, right? And again, back to you guys making the decision of what model to be in, that's the playing field. Like that's the average that's out there. If you decide to compete in that arena, you're going to end up somewhere around here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So just take that as information when you're making the decisions. Tim's going to get into more detail.
And you got to wonder why is it that There's a lot of theories here, but like, why is it that a class-based operation has such high churn or low retention? Well, the one-on-one coaching attention is definitely a part of it. If somebody doesn't show up, they're not getting a call. Like, you know,
it's just a volume play.
It's a volume play. You're just another number. You're lost in the crowd. Also, the price point being lower, maybe it is allows a younger audience to then afford such service. Then the younger audience typically isn't as wealthy. They move, they get married, they change jobs. And there isn't a lot of loyalty in that lower generation.
Sure.
It's more of a, like, I get what I want, whenever I want it, kind of convenience style mindset.
Almost transactional.
In the younger generation. Yeah. Just look at the dating apps that they grew up with. It's literally swipe left or right. They can just, all right, well, I'll just go somewhere else. I'll just go down the street and go to this other class place.
Mm-hmm.
Class pass.
Yeah.
It's like it was born on that mindset of transaction. You know, whatever I want to do, whenever I want to do it.
Yep.
And so there's people that, like business coaches that teach the class-based model stuff, not to like think that your clients are not going to go anywhere else. Our clients really don't go anywhere else. They've got a Peloton maybe at home and maybe a yoga thing.
Sure.
Yeah. Or Pilates.
Which again, isn't the same deliverable, right? It's not like they're going from here to go do another semi-private training somewhere else because of the variation.
They're going class to class.
Exactly.
Attention gym owners. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Join our exclusive Facebook group, ProFit Accelerator, and unlock the potential to scale your gym to $30,000 a month and beyond. In the ProFit Accelerator group, we're going to focus solely on helping gym owners just like you win. We offer regular training sessions and share our best proven strategies to boost your business. Join us now by searching for ProFit Accelerator on Facebook. Be part of a community that's all about success and growth, the ProFit Accelerator, where gym owners thrive. All right, now let's get back to the show.
Right. So there's all these things that weigh into that. But price is part of the equation.
Absolutely.
Now, there's something to be said where, and I believe this to be true, when times get a little tough, you know, a $600 a month membership, you know, for training is going to get cut pretty quick because it's a big chunk, whereas a $99 a month membership may not.
And again, even that conversation goes to, you know, like the deciding factor on that is the value of which that they're buying. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Semi-private comes with a program. It's individualized. It's unique to that client. They stop that. They got to start somewhere else and start kind of that whole process over.
Right.
You know what I mean? But even to the point of the value that's being delivered in the left versus right, semi-private versus a class, that person could go to 15 different, you know, class-based gyms throughout the month and get a similar result to what they're expecting and what they're used to.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not going to be able to do that when you're jumping from a training program that's linear, it's got legs, it's going to take you down a journey.
Yep.
You know, and then you go somewhere else and all of a sudden that has to, you know, restart. It's not the same.
It's not the same.
The value to the consumer, that's what has to be shown.
So there has to be education
across
the board, which, you know, we do a lot by default through our Semi-Private Pro app. Having those, that reps and sets and all the back-end data that comes with that, the client can see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're progressing me. I've got a new max. I've got like, this is that's so much more powerful than a WOD written on a board and everybody's doing burpees and box jumps today. It's just different, right? So, you know, this topic was about price, but with price, it has to have a value that goes with the price. Therefore, we're talking about what's included in that price versus say a lower price. And to me, it's very, very clear. Yes, you're going to attract a little bit different client, a little bit older for semi-private training than you do, say, group or class-based stuff. But to me, that's where the money's at. Like, they're more stable. They're not going anywhere. They're married. They got jobs. They got kids that moved out. Like, this is their house. And so that weighs into the 36-plus month lifespan of our semi-private training clients versus when we used to do class, it was like 9.8 months.
Yeah.
So call it 9 months. Still three times what the average at a Orange Theory. It's just wild to me.
And I mean, even in this business, 9 months at what, 170?
Yeah, 179.
179, right? So the value of that client now, on top of that, it's over 428 per client and semi-private, staying 36 months.
Well, that's the cheapest is 428 because we do. Correct, yeah. But if we do our average, we're over $500 average per month per client in this gym, over 500.
Look, that right there should, I mean, again, if we scraped everything off the table and you as a gym owner are going to decide where are you going to put your eggs, what basket is worthy of the work that's going to come after it, right? Yeah, time, all of those resources. If you knew that this is the average over here at that rate, and you knew that this is sitting over here where you could have over three times the stay at drastic, almost three times the price, which game do you want to play? Mm-hmm. That's the question you have to start with before, I mean, most of you guys are in the business, right? So, but now you still have that choice. Do you want to continue playing this game, or do you want to skate to where the puck is going over here and have the benefits that come with the semi-private?
Now, here's a real big kicker is the mindset of a gym owner has to, you have to be able to wrap your head around a $500 a month membership. When you've been used to selling 179 or 229, even 299, you have to be willing to say, wait a minute, our product is valuable. It's $500+ a month. And be confident when you're selling it, because if you don't have confidence in your product, it comes through in the sales pitch.
Absolutely.
And the client's like, nah, you don't feel real sure about that. So mindset is huge to this. So I guess I would challenge gym owners to look at your prices. Okay. Yes, it's a weird time. There's never not going to be a weird time, right? I had a coach tell me when I was doing the real estate stuff, it's like, There, at any given time in life, for the last 100 years, there's going to be a reason not to get into the market.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So like, there's always going to be, so it's either you get in or you don't, because you can't listen to what the economists say in the market and who's the president and inflation. Like, you just can't, like, for me, real estate's undefeated over time. You're going to play in that ball, you know, in that sandbox a long time. So going back to the price point conversation, gym owners, there's always going to be a reason why you should think you can't raise prices. Mm-hmm. The economy, inflation, the president, whatever. You have to wrap your head around, our product is valuable. And if it isn't valuable enough, you need to add to it, make it better, create delivery system, customer experience that is valuable enough to charge $300, $400, $500, $600, $700 a month. Your life will be changed.
Absolutely. It's not even the same game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, I think even on top of that too, and it's a little push for you guys. I mean, as a gym owner, what is the decision that you made to become a business owner? And I think that's the mindset that happens before even deciding on the value and the things that you bring to the table, is what is the purpose that you decided to put a personal guarantee on your business, to take out the loans to get that started, to take the risk to become a business owner? Is that business going to pay you dividends? Is that business paying you beyond your time that you're investing and swapping on the training floor, trading your time for money? Is your business creating an opportunity for wealth beyond just your salary or your hours that you're working in the business? And if that's not the case, is it a you decision? You know, are you doing this because it's a hobby? Did you create a gym and take all that risk so that you had somewhere to work out yourself? That shouldn't be the case, right? So the second you signed that personal guarantee, the second you got into business, you entered an arena where the purpose of doing so should be to turn a profit beyond your time and energy in the business. And if you're at that, I mean, I had the conversation with a gym owner last week or yesterday, I think it was. And he goes, to be honest, man, it was Friday. But to be honest, man, I have a hobby. I'm doing this and it's a hobby. And I said, you know what? I appreciate that level of transparency. Mm-hmm. Because he knew the things that he needed in order to be successful were not on his, he didn't know them yet. Yeah. But what had gotten him here to the point he was at was treating it like it was a hobby. And he finally made the decision that if he wants to get this business to where it needs to be in order to get the results that he needs for himself as a business owner, he has to be doing something different.
Yeah.
And that's treating this like a business.
going all in. It's the one of the chapters in book one, going all in, because you have to. I mean, I put my license plate to the name of my gym. Like,
your truck was wrapped.
I wrapped it. Years, I wrapped it. I would wear only my gear around town. Like, that. You have to be like, you know, Mark Rooney said.
Rooney,
it.
Yeah.
He's like, if you're not going to be a champion for your own business, who else is going to be? And it's just not going to, it's not going to happen. So listen, guys, this might be a gut check moment for you to kind of look at the entire reason you're doing this, the model, the price point. But like, listen, the price matters. Okay. There is no strategic advantage in being in the middle of the price game. It's either the lowest or the highest as far as price being the advantage. Okay. And I'll tell you, I already told you which side of that line I want to be on. How about you? Hopefully this helps you guys. Go make some changes in your business. Go do this. This business is very fulfilling. What we do matters to clients. It is a big deal. We're changing lives. You're changing your clients' lives, but you're changing your staff's lives, in your own life, in your kids' life. It's like it's a big deal that you. This is not something that you just want to limp into and make it a hobby. Go all in, guys. All right. Hopefully that helps you. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye.
All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link and keep building something great. And we'll see you in the next episode.